with Golden Gopher wide receiver Rashad Bateman. And Rashad, if you could put us in your shoes, what has this last, for the specific purpose, what has this last 7 days been like for you here in Minnesota?
It's been tough is really all I can, the only word that I can think to describe the feeling. But it hasn't just been tough for me. It's been tough for a lot of people in the state of Minnesota. I just hate to see people hurt and in pain. And hopefully we all can come together as one and, you know, hopefully change some things around here.
And I asked specific to what it's been like to be in your shoes for the past 7 days. Let me now ask, what is it like just to be in your shoes, period, growing up in Georgia, spending time here in Minnesota? And as a young African American, me personally, as a white guy, it is not easy to understand what you go through on a daily basis. What is that like? And I know, you know, in a short interview, it might be hard to try to compose thoughts. But what do and what have you gone through?
It's been hard growing up. Ever since I've been here, all 20 years of my life. It's been a lot of struggles and things like that, obviously, being an African-American. But and there's certain times I didn't know how to come about it because it became a norm. Like, it was normal for me to not feel safe or for me to not know when I'm going to come home. And it's been that way for a long time now. And I never knew really how to stand up for it. But this one, what happened recently with the Floyd's family, it happened so close to me. And I feel like it happened right in front of my eyes. I feel like I had to do something. And given a platform that I've been given, I'm doing my best, everything in my power to spread awareness and spread love. And hopefully we all could be one again.
Yeah, talk to me about that platform that you have. You're a popular athlete, the receiver of the year in the Big Ten. You play in a big city for a Big Ten university. What ways are you now, and what ways do you foresee yourself using that platform to help create awareness and help try to push social change?
The way that I'm using my platform now is the way, as a child, I plan to use my platform always to give back and to help others in the best way possible. And now I've been given the opportunity to stand up for my own African-Americans and everybody else also. And it's a blessing, but it can also be tough at times. But I know I can stay strong through it, and that's what I will continue to do.
I think your marquee moment with the Gophers so far has been that, you've had a lot of really good moments, but let's talk about in relation to this. You had the touchdown to open the Penn State game. That highlight's been replayed all over the place and for all kinds of reasons. And the reason I bring that up is I think one of the more powerful social media posts that I have seen that you and your teammates have done is, love me every day when I'm driving my car, riding my bike, walking to class, the way you love me on the football field. And I think about that, 50,000 people all as one when you were running down that sideline. And the powerful message there is, think of me that way when I'm riding my scooter to class, when I'm walking through the mall, when I'm driving, to see my girlfriend or what have you. It just kind of take me through your emotions on why that part, I mean, why that's so powerful.
I saw it somewhere else written by another athlete, and then I used it. I'm not sure where he got the quote from, or was it his own words or whatever, but then I used it, and that one kind of hit me really tough because of sports, because a lot of African-Americans play sports, and a lot of times that's the only way out. And with that being the only way out, that's really the only way that some of us get support from the white community. And just playing any sport as African-American, all the fans love you on the field because you're benefiting them and making them happy. But when time comes like there is now, there's a lot of people that are silent during these times. Like, they stand up for you on the football field or the basketball court, but when it comes to real life scenarios like what we're going through right now, a lot of them are silent. And that just shows us people's real feelings and things like that. So that's kind of how that one came about.
Rashad, have you and some of your teammates been part of some of these peaceful protests to use your voice that way as well here over the last 7 or 8 days?
Yes, I can speak for myself. I know I went to a small protest that was on campus. I felt like it was one of the safest ones to go to, but I did attend a small protest here on campus, and it was really good. Really good.
Your head coach, PJ Fleck, has talked about, even before this, but he's talked about wanting his team and wanting his players to use their voice and use their platform to help create a better society, whether it's race relations and that, or whether it's going to the hospital to visit young kids or what have you. What has your coach meant to you throughout this, and how often have you been able to touch base with him as well as maybe some of the other coaches on staff?
When I first met PJ Fleck, I knew the dude. I knew he was a special guy, and I knew that we were going to be really close. I don't know how to describe it. The University of Minnesota football team is a family. We put other people for ourselves, put our teammates for ourselves, and as a leader of the football team, Coach Fleck, he puts us before him. He calls every single one of us during this time and checked in on us to make sure that we were okay, anything that we needed, anything like that. And we loved him regardless of anything, but through all this time, and he's been up for us, it kind of bumped it up a notch. Like, we love him even more because he's been very understanding and very open to everything for us. And I don't know, he's a good guy, man. He's been there for all of us right now.
As a team, have you guys also had some conversations, and maybe have some of those conversations involved African-American players and let's say white players, just having talks, just being open, just trying to show support and trying to learn more about life in general?
We have had conversations as a team on educating each other about certain things, but we've never had any issues on our team, which proves that we got each other backs no matter what. So we've never had a racist incident on our team. We're a close team already, and I feel like all this did was just bring us closer together. Everybody on this team has each other back, and that's the best part of it.
What would your advice be? You have an audience here through this interview to much of the state of Minnesota, not just in the Twin Cities, but outstate as well. What would your advice, or what would you ask of Minnesotans? And in this case, as uncomfortable maybe as it is, let me ask the question, what would your advice be to white Minnesota, those that maybe don't fully understand? What is a call to action? Because I have thought even myself and have had conversations like, what can we do to make it better? Because sometimes you live life and don't understand what's going on outside of your own little comfort zone.
I said this in a quote. It was online. I'm not sure. Hopefully I say it right. But I said, I hope that we all wake up and start loving each other the correct way and stop taking each other's lives, no matter the color, we're all one. And with that being said, I feel like not even just white, white Minnesotans, it's everyone. Everyone needs to wake up and realize that we're together, and race doesn't separate us. And the quicker we realize that, the better Minnesota will be, and the better the United States will be, because everybody's equal. Everybody deserves the same things. We're all human. We all bleed. Everybody tie their shoes the same way. So it's just waking up and just realizing the big picture here. That's it.
How much have you stayed in touch with your family back home through this as well? My guess is that they had some time where they might have been concerned about some of what was unfolding. What's that communication been like?
Yeah, I've been communicating with my mom and my godparents and some family and friends back home. Everybody's actually they're just scared for me. A lot of them tried to get me to come back home, but I didn't. I didn't want to come back. I didn't want to go back home. I felt like I needed to be here and let my voice be heard. So I decided to stay up here. But everybody back home is in good spirits right now, especially since everything is kind of settled down. But it's been tough on them too with me being up here. But we've got through it.
Permit me a couple of quick football questions that now that I have you on the line and with the coronavirus, the COVID-19 situation, the way it has unfolded. My understanding is that you guys have done a lot of Zoom meetings, whether it be with the team, whether it be with the coaches and what have you. What's that experience been like, and how does that mix in with kind of what you're dealing with here specific to this last week? And it's just been kind of a strange time since that January 1st bowl game where you beat Auburn.
At first, getting on the Zoom meetings with positioning and the team meetings, at first it was weird, and it took some teams some time to get accustomed to it. But I honestly feel like it's just been, I don't even know how long it's been anymore. But everybody, it's normal now already. We just hop on Zoom and we go to our meetings. There's no difficulties with it. We just make it work. And it's really not much to say about it. It's simple now.
And how much are you looking forward to, though, the day that you and your teammates can get back on the field, practicing back in the weight room, lifting weights with each other, and eventually kicking off in a real football game?
Oh, man, I can't wait to see all my brothers and get back and everybody else get back on campus and we're back together, especially after all this. I know everybody's going to be really excited to see each other. I'm going to be really excited to see the coaching staff, the rest of the staff, the equipment staff. It doesn't matter. I'm just going to be all my other friends here that play softball and baseball and basketball. Like, I'm ready to get around all the Gopher student athletes and even the students on campus. I just think we all took a lot of things for granted. And I feel like this was a wake-up call for us to cherish every last moment that we have. And I am excited to get back on the football field and represent this state and everything and go out there and compete with my brothers. Hopefully we get to get back out there, but we're all excited for it.
Well, very good. And you mentioned a wake-up call, and I think for a lot of us, the events of this last week have been a wake-up call. And we want to let you know that we appreciate all you've done. We're here if you need anything, and we love you.
Thank you so much. I love all of you, too. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much, Rashad. We appreciate it, and best of luck. And let's hope we can see you soon on campus.
Thank you. You too.